Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And our guest today is Maven Sipes, Chief Officer from Northern Illinois Food Bank. Maven, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you're quite welcome. The food bank, I know, does an awful lot of work in the community, in and around the community. So do you want to start off by telling us about your 40th anniversary?
Definitely, yeah. So this year, 2023, Northern Illinois Food Bank is recognizing our 40th anniversary. We were founded 40 years ago by Sister Rosemary Burian, and she came to the idea during a morning meditation that she wanted to do something to help people in, started in DuPage County, who were food insecure and didn't have enough to eat. She saw all this food and was like, how can we get it to the people that need it? And so over the last 40 years, a lot has changed. We've grown, we've expanded. The food bank now serves 13 counties across Northern Illinois. We have a network of 900 food pantries and soup kitchens and child feeding sites and other feeding programs that we work with. And we provide about 78 million meals a year. But we continue to stay true to what Sister Burian was trying to do with serving with compassion and working with the community to do it. We do not do it alone. It is all about the community support and getting us along these last 40 years and towards the future.
I think what's interesting, Maven, is tell the people about how many food pantries and soup kitchens that you serve. That's astronomical.
Yeah, so our network is over 900. And so, you know, as the food bank, we couldn't serve the 13 counties without those specific programs. And this is everything you might think of. You know, we have schools that will do a backpack program and provide food for kids on the weekends. We have senior sites that provide senior boxes for families and seniors living in their area. And then we've got amazing food pantries and soup kitchens and shelters across our area.
You know, I find it hard to believe that you provided 78 million meals to neighborhoods across 13 counties in rural area, in Northern Illinois.
Yeah, you know, it's a staggering number. It is a staggering number. When I started here at the food bank almost 13 years ago, we provided about 35 million meals. And so we have more than doubled. And some of that is recent because of the pandemic. In McHenry County alone last year, we distributed nearly 5 million meals. So people think, you know, hunger and food insecurity is only in urban areas. It's only in Chicago. And that is not true. Suburban and rural hunger is also an issue that we're trying to work with and, you know, get out the food that our neighbors need.
It's hard to believe that you served 450,000 neighborhoods every month. Every month.
Yes. So every month we're serving on average over 450,000 neighbors will come to us and our network, our programs and our food pantries. This is a 55% increase from pre-pandemic levels. So even though, you know, we feel like COVID for the most part is over, we're not living in the way that we were in 2020 and 2021. This past year with inflation and rising costs, our families are struggling and still, you know, needing to come and get additional assistance because their income or the Social Security benefits that they get is not enough to cover, you know, the cost. It's expensive out there.
So over the past 40 years, how has your mission changed overall, Maven?
So our mission has remained the same in terms of we want to get the food to those that are needed. We want food banks were founded on this idea of, you know, rescuing food. We get a lot of donated food from grocery stores. We're rescuing food before it goes bad so that we can get it out. So there's a sustainability and environmental impact. But it's about getting nutritious food and empowering our neighbors. What I think has changed over the last couple of years is we're shifting from, you know, food banks have created the model, how can we serve neighbors based on what we think is best? And now we're realizing, hold on, let's ask who we're serving and who is coming to get the food. What do they need best? How do they want to access the food? What types of food do they want? And so that's really where we're shifting now. We call it being neighbor-centered. We are asking for the input. We are designing programs, making decisions with our neighbors who are experiencing food insecurity so that we can provide the best experience and really get them the food and the resources they need.
So what form of transportation do you use to pick up the food from these, like, let's say the supermarkets that say, okay, it's time to take this off the shelf or whatever it may be? Do you have your own vehicles that pick that up?
We do, yeah. We have over 20 trucks on the road every day. Some of them are vans that will go and deliver food to our child sites. Some of them are the large semi-trucks. You might see them out on the road. We've got bright orange cabs. They will go to the grocery stores and pick up the food, and they will deliver them to our agencies. A lot of our food pantries will also pick up directly from stores. We partner agencies with our retail grocery stores so that they can do pickup some days that the food bank is not able to, and then the food can get out even faster.
Now, what happens when someone goes to the website called solvehungertoday.org?
So there's a lot of things and information you can find on our website. It's usually where we encourage people to start. If you go to our website, solvehungertoday.org, you can find resources. If you are in need or someone you know is in need, there is a food finder map. You can put in your zip code or an address near you, and you can look and see what resources are available. You can filter based on what's open today or what's going to be open on Saturday. Where can I get food? We also have information to contact our SNAP team, our SNAP outreach team, and you can call or email them, and they can talk you through applying for SNAP benefits or if there's other resources that might be available to you. In addition, on our website, you can find ways to give help. We have neighbors that need to give help. Like I said, we can't do this alone. So you can donate financially, and you can sign up to volunteer. We need about 1,000 volunteers a week across our centers and distribution sites to be able to provide this food out. So there's plenty of opportunities to get involved.
Wow, that's a lot of people. You know, isn't it amazing? This is 2023, and how many people are in need of food? And hunger is still out there. You'd think it would not be that way, but it is.
I know. It's one of those things we wish we could put ourselves out of business. There's so many things that lead into hunger. It's not just about not having enough food. It's a lot of the poverty and the lack of affordable housing or the job market. All of those things play into it. And so we're trying to do our piece to make sure. What we try to tell our neighbors is, if you come and you use a food pantry or you use one of our programs and you get the groceries you need, then you can use your resources to pay other bills where you might not be able to have support. If you need to pay your rent, if you need to get the medicine, put your dollars towards that and use us as a strategy so that your budget can go farther and you can hopefully get to a situation of being sustainable.
Maven, what's the impact of the recent SNAP benefits program ending?
Yeah, so because of the public health emergency with COVID, the SNAP program was giving everyone the maximum amount of benefits. It was called emergency allotments. And that ended in March, where people no longer got that additional emergency allotment. And so this meant that neighbors might be receiving between $90 to $225 less a month in SNAP benefits. And this impacted about 2 million families in the whole state of Illinois. And so families that were relying on that resource to be able to go and get groceries now need to figure something else out. And so we spread the word to try to tell people, contact us, find resources in your area so you can get the food and groceries that you need so that they can help supplement if they're losing those SNAP benefits. We did definitely see an increase in March of neighbors coming to us from some of our programs. It was as much as 40% more neighbors that we served in March versus February because those benefits decreased.
I see you had 900,000 more meals in March than February, 13% increase due to this program changing.
That's our assumption, is that, that's why the demand increased just in March, because they knew they weren't going to get those additional funds. And so we are leaning in where we can to try to distribute more food because, you know, we want to make sure that people can access it if they come and choose to ask for help, because it's not easy to come and ask for help. So we want to make sure that we have the nutritious food, the right food, the food that neighbors are looking for.
And you have a SNAP email address to go to too, is that correct, Maven?
Yeah, so if people are, they can email just SNAP at northernilfoodbank.org, or you can call our hotline, which is 844-600-SNAP, or 7627. If someone doesn't answer, you can leave a message and they will get back to you. We have a great team that will help talk you through your options and help you understand what resources might be available.
We should do both of those one more time again for our listeners, Maven.
Yeah, definitely. The email is snap, SNAP, at northernilfoodbank.org. And the phone number is 844-600-7627.
Now, the other thing is, let's talk about your program called the Food Finder Map.
Yeah, this is something we launched in January on our website. And we had had an option before that people could try to find pantries with the map on our website. And it wasn't very user-friendly. It wasn't updated. And so this is really a game changer in terms of making it easy for neighbors to find access. You can put in your address and you can find what resources are available to you. It also doesn't cross, it crosses county lines. Greater Chicago Food Depository, which serves Cook County, also uses the same tool. So if you might live on the border of a county, you can put in your information and not be worried that nothing's going to pop up if it's just across the county line. It also has ability to be translated to different languages to help with accessibility in that way. And people can search if they're looking for, you know, what is open right now? I'm looking for food, you know, right now. What might be a pantry? You know, I can drive a little bit farther if it's open right now. If it's open tomorrow, that's not going to help me. I have to work, kind of thing.
You also have kind of a unique thing called My Pantry Express. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, My Pantry Express is a great program. It's basically what we call an online food pantry. And this is a way to reach neighbors that might not have been coming to us before. We started it in 2019. We've grown to, it's going to provide about 3 million meals this year, about 80,000 orders through our My Pantry Express program. This is like anyone, if you want to go online and shop, place your grocery orders, that's the experience we're going for. You go to mypantryexpress.org. And you can look at the locations. We have about 20 locations across our area where you can either come and pick up your order that you place online, or in some of the locations, you can have it delivered directly to you through a partnership we have with DoorDash. We've got about 40 items on the shopping list. It includes perishable and non-perishable items. People place their order and then they can pick it up, get it delivered, no charge to our neighbor, and just a great way to, again, the working moms or the seniors that don't have transportation, here's a way that they can get the groceries they need.
And how about when you talk about child nutrition, families that have little children, how does the program help them, Maven?
Sure. So, you know, kids, if they don't have the food that they need, they can't learn, they can't focus in school, they can't be active and grow and be healthy that they're, you know, that their bodies need. So it's very important that our kids get the food that they need. So we have a couple different programs that are focused directly on kids. Working with some federal programs, we provide after school and summer meals to kids. So this might be at your Boys and Girls Clubs, your YMCAs, or at a school where kids can get a meal or something after school because they might not be able to get food when they get home. There just might not be something in the house. We also have a backpack program that operates where if children are identified by social workers at the school that they can tell these kids are not getting enough food and they're struggling, they can receive a weekend backpack. And this backpack will have enough food to feed them over the weekend so that they can come to school on Monday ready to learn.
We're going to pause for just a minute for station identification here, Maven. It's 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. We're talking with Maven Sipes from the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Maven, how about there's two things that are of interest: senior grocery, the mobile program, and the mobile markets. How those work?
Yeah. So we also have programs where we're trying to get food directly to our seniors. This allows us to really tailor the food that we're providing to what a senior might need. We have a senior box program. So we have about 15 to 2,000 seniors every month that will receive a month's worth of groceries. And we can make sure we've got things like low sodium soups or things that might be helpful for a diet for a senior. And those are delivered directly to senior housing so they don't have to go and get it. In some locations, we do a what we call a mobile market. And this is where we bring a truck, like you would think of a beverage truck, and all the food comes on the truck. You open up the bays and we pull out all different types of food. We have fresh produce, we have meat, we have the shelf stable, and the seniors can pick the food that they need and take it up to their apartment or their housing unit, and get the groceries that they need.
I don't think that people realize just exactly how much you do at the Northern Illinois Food Bank. I mean, this is amazing. How about your 40th anniversary coming up? What's going to take place there, Maven?
Sure. So this year is our 40th anniversary, and we're kind of recognizing it throughout the whole year. We want to really honor and acknowledge all of the people that have contributed and helped get us to this point. One of the exciting things coming up is on May 18th, we're going to recognize Founders Day. So our founder, Sister Rosemary Burry, and her birthday would have been May 18th. She's no longer with us, but we want to honor that day. So we're going to do just a small little program and celebration at our big facility here in Geneva. And we're going to dedicate a little reflection area in memory of Sister Rosemary, because she did come to the idea of starting a food bank during morning meditation. And so we want to honor that start and remember, you know, why we're doing what we're doing and how far we've come. And also inspire the community to continue to get involved and help us through the next chapter.
Well, your 10th annual Fight for Hunger, that's going to be a 5K and a 10K run walk program. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. So one of our big signature fundraising events is our Fight Hunger 5K, 10K. And it's a great way to kind of kick off spring, enjoy the nice spring weather. We hold it at Cantini Park in Wheaton, but we also have a virtual option. So anyone can sign up and they can run virtually, whether they want to run within their own neighborhood, even on a treadmill, you know, whatever works for you. At the event in Cantini, we have food trucks that come after for a little festival. So after you do the 5K or the 10K walk or run, it doesn't have to be competitive. You can come and enjoy food trucks. We've got music and just really family friendly kind of festival, just to celebrate, you know, how the community can get involved and make an impact. Every $1 that is donated to the food bank that we receive either through this event or through direct donations can provide $8 worth of groceries to our neighbors.
Now, how about telling the folks about your matching funds? For $1 raise can provide $16 worth of groceries with a match. Is that correct?
Yeah. So if anybody that signs up to participate in the 5K, 10K, they can also fundraise. So this is a common thing. If you're running or walking an event, you ask your friends and your network and your coworkers, like, hey, support me in this. You know, I'm doing this event, please donate for me. And we have a generous donor who has offered to match those donations. And so if someone donates towards that, the gift will actually provide $16 worth of groceries for every dollar instead of just $8.
Oh, that's amazing. The runners will have the option of naturally walking or running, correct?
Yes. Yep. You can run or walk. We do give out little medals for the top finishers by age group. So we do get some that, you know, they are competitive runners and they can complete the 5K in 18 minutes. Sometimes I do the 10K. I do it in about an hour and 10 minutes. So not fast, but it's
okay,
a beautiful park.
That's fair.
It's a great, you know, very beautiful park, like fun to walk through. But people, it's very stroller friendly. You can bring your kids in strollers. I pushed my daughter in her stroller in some of the early years. So it's a fun event. We have had it sometimes where it's been snowing and very cold. But we're hoping, you know, we'll have some good spring weather.
I'm sure you will. And how about let's talk about the registration fee.
Yeah, so it is $45 to register, and so that will get you participating in the event. It comes with a t-shirt. You do get a finisher medal. It's a very fun design, a little apple design with the medal. You'll receive a drink after the race at the festival, as well as a $2 food truck voucher that you can use at the array of food trucks to get a snack or a meal as you're hanging out after.
And I see that drink is noted as alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
Yes. So Heartland Beverage will be there, and they do have their alcoholic beverages, but they have non-alcoholic options as well.
I'm thinking some runners are going to go for the alcoholic, I bet.
Probably. You know, I mean, it'll be the morning, but if you just went out there and did a 5K, 10K, like, celebrate, you know, give yourself a treat.
I know a lot of people are struggling and to seek assistance. And what guidelines can you kind of share with them to try and help them out, Maven?
Yeah. So, you know, first we want to tell people, like, you're not alone. And there's no shame in asking for help or saying that you need help. There's a lot of reasons why people, you know, end up deciding to come to our network to engage in food. It's not, it can be anyone. And it can be a season in your life when, you know, this is a time when you're like, let me get a little extra help with my groceries. And so, you know, we want to encourage people to come to us if you think you have help. And also want to say, like, we have a great variety of food. You know, you might think, I'm not sure what I'm going to get if I go to a pantry. Most of our pantries are set up very similar to a grocery market. And so you will get the food that you're looking for your family. There is good variety there. We're really working to get more culturally affirming foods as well. So if there might be something that's specific to your culture or family, hopefully you can find that. And, you know, we want our neighbors to get the food that they need to thrive. And we hope that they'll come to us, visit our website, call us, and we'll help direct you where you can go.
So other than the supermarkets giving food, if individual families want to donate food, how do they locate a food pantry that would be close to them? Is there something on your website shows maps or where they're located, Maven?
Yeah, so I would use the same Food Finder map, whether you're looking for resources or whether you want to get involved with a food pantry or the food bank. So we do have community food drives. A lot of times it is best to take it to your local pantry and it can get out right away. So if you put in your zip code, see what pantries are in your area, and you can contact them about, I want to donate food, or if you want to volunteer. Our pantries rely heavily on volunteers as well, and that can be a great way to give back.
For food donations, are there any types that you recommend that you need more than others?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do have a list, I believe it's on our website, of kind of most requested items. But what I'll say is, you know, it's a lot around different, like, ingredients and things to make a meal. You know, like rice and beans are actually really popular. Things like canned tuna, canned chicken, peanut butter is something that is still in high demand. Things like boxes of mac and cheese. We also have our neighbors asking for cooking ingredients or supplies, you know, vegetable oil or sugar, spices, things that can be very expensive at the grocery store. You might not need them all the time, but you're going to need them. So it doesn't have to always be a full food. But if you're thinking about like a bag of flour, like that's something that people, you know, need for a lot of different things.
And how about things like toothpaste, toilet paper, Kleenex, things of that nature?
Yeah, those can definitely be donated as well. You know, using the personal care items at getting personal care items at a pantry is great because you can't use SNAP dollars for that. So if a family does have SNAP dollars, those can only be used for food. And so it is common that our pantries try to provide personal care items, things like toilet paper, even cleaning supplies, toothbrushes, that kind of thing can be helpful for neighbors as well.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people wonder what they should be donating. I think there's times when they donate things that really are not quite as popular. I mean, you're going to take them, but there's other items there that are needed more than others for the food pantry to help folks out.
Yeah, I would say if you're really wondering, or if you're going to do a food drive, you know, with your school or faith-based organization, that, you know, you could contact the pantry or contact the food bank and say, what are you in need of? You know, each community has different things that they need. Some pantries, depending on the population that they serve, might be looking for some type of food that another one isn't. And so I would recommend first contacting the pantry you might want to donate to and saying, what do you need right now?
Let's talk a little bit about, before we sign off here, about volunteers, what you need there as far as overall volunteers, Maven.
Definitely. So, you know, the food bank itself, we use over 15,000 unique volunteers every year. Like I said, it's about 1,000 each week. We have some volunteers that will come to our centers multiple times a week. At our four locations, the food bank, we have Geneva, Rockford, Lake Forest, and Joliet. Volunteers will work in our warehouse and they will sort and pack food. We get a lot of donated food. We get a lot of produce, things like that that needs to be bagged up. And so we need volunteers to help process, produce all that food, get it ready so that it can go out to pantries or go out on our mobile markets and programs like that. And so we need a lot of volunteers at our centers. Our volunteers also help at our mobile market. So when we take that truck to a parking lot and do a distribution, we need volunteers to help distribute that food, as well as with our My Pantry Express program. When we do those online pickups, or they place an online order, and then neighbors go and pick it up at a location like a Walmart or at a school, we need volunteers there to help load in the cars and help the neighbors in that way. So there's a lot of different opportunities. We also have opportunities if you want to help in the office, answering phones, doing data entry. Those are all things that help us operate as a food bank and get food out, even if you might not be directly working with neighbors outside.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some folks that maybe can't lift heavy objects or have difficulty doing things like that. So that's where maybe they can help in the office and do other things.
Yeah, definitely. If someone has a physical limitation, we just say, let us know. And it doesn't, you know, we have jobs out in the warehouse where you don't have to have lifting, or we can have chairs where if you can't stand for the 2-hour shift, we can give you a chair and you can still help put labels on or cut bags for the produce. So we definitely want to work with anyone who's interested in volunteering. We'll find a project that's right for you.
So if they're interested and not sure what they can do or you know, what areas they can work in, they call who?
So they can give us a call. Our main phone number is 630-443-6910, and you can ask to talk to the volunteer department. Or we do have an email that is just volunteer@northernilfoodbank.org.
Well, let's give that phone number one more time before we close out here today, Maven. Go ahead.
Sure. It's 630-443-6910.
We've been visiting with Maven Sipes of Northern Illinois Food Bank and telling us all about the things that they need and the efforts that they're making to try and feed the hungry in our area and many areas of this county, this area. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We want to thank Maven for being here today. I want to thank all you folks for listening, and please do what you can to help out. Have a great day, everybody.